This is Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this Pest Patrol update is being taped on Friday, July the 17th. Well, insects are a mixed bag depending on where you are in the state. For the most part, it's relatively quiet. In central and southwest Georgia, plant bugs are the most common pest we're observing, and fields are being treated. We're also seeing spider mites in a few fields scattered across the state, but not much treatment needed there, but we need to keep an eye on mites. Now, aphids are crashing due to the naturally occurring fungus in many areas of the state. One other thing is we are picking up a few whiteflies, and this is primarily in areas where we deal with whiteflies on a more frequent basis. Just a reminder, a lot of our early planted fields, we've got into the time of growth that we need to be monitoring for stink bugs and internal bowl damage. Now, a few more details, but first I do want to make a couple comments on cotton jacid. So to date, we have detected jacids on cotton in 10 counties. Now, those 10 counties are Decatur, Grady, Tift, Colquitt, Brooks, Clay, Coffee, Bacon, Appling, and Pierce. Now, I want to define what we mean by detected, and it means that we have seen at least one jacid on cotton in the county. It means they have been detected. Now, we are not aware of any jacid populations that can be commonly observed when scouting a field. Most of these detections have just been a few jacids, just a couple jacids that we either see on the edges of fields or we're picking up in sweep net samples when looking for plant bugs. We don't have any reports of hopper burn on cotton. And again, we want to be looking for this hopper burn throughout the year. Typically, we're going to see that on the edges of fields first, or at least we did in 2025. So basically with jacids, we just need to keep scouting. And if you detect jacids, please let your county agent know, because we're trying to track the migration and movement of jacids by county. And this can help us in years to come. As a reminder, our jacid threshold is one jacid per leaf when looking on the underside of the fourth main stem leaf below the terminal. All right, just a little more on plant bugs. Again, depends on your geography, ranges from non-existent to moderate to heavy. And these populations can vary significantly from field to field in a relatively small area. So we need to scout each and every field. We do have reports of nymphs in some areas. And again, our drop cloth is going to be our best means of sampling these nymph plant bugs. So, I mean, nothing really new here, just scout, use thresholds, and be timely with needed insecticide applications. Again, back to aphids. Most areas in southwest Georgia, aphids have crashed due to the fungus, and we do have some reports out of East Georgia. So hopefully our aphids will just kind of crash on out across the state of Georgia. Again, we need to be looking for mites. I've seen mites in most every field I have visited in the last few days. Again, just something to monitor. And if we need to intervene, we will. Now, one last thing. We are observing and receiving reports of whiteflies in cotton. Now, the presence of whiteflies in a field, especially since we're only in mid-July, should be a part of every insect pest decision you make. And what we mean by that, we need to conserve beneficial insects. They can help slow down whiteflies, but conserve beneficial insects to the greatest extent possible. With that, we'll close. Check back soon for another update of the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.